Blog Talk Radio.
Thought and right action.
Especially
especially right now with the square going through that stellium of those planets, because the thought, the action, the soul are connected and ready and available at this point in time. The squares push us. They give us the inclination to start that step, take that step forward. And Chiron in Pisces is more of a step of faith. And so it's kind of like, okay, I can feel it. I should do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that I like about the chart also is that Leo is rising on the Eastern Seaboard, and Venus and Jupiter are both in Leo as well. So when we think of loving someone or loving ourselves, and we're looking to have an epiphany, Jupiter's in perfect trine to Uranus, to have an epiphany about, this is not me, this is not where I should be, how do I come back to my core, the core values of who I really am, in my job, with my family, within myself, things I'm reading, the things that I'm writing, things I'm creating. I mean, it's a nice chart. I love this chart.
It's definitely a great chart for journaling as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yes and yes and yes. It's pretty awesome. Now, tonight, we have a couple of interesting things that are going on, because Mars and the Sun are already combust. They're within 10 minutes of each other in Gemini.
Yes.
And the Moon is kissing Mercury, which is now direct. Thank you.
Yay. This was a little meddlesome of one.
And they're both in trine to the North Node in Libra, which I'm sure you love, my Libra friend, because it's bringing things back into balance and focus, right?
Okay. It's balancing. It's trying to balance them out. Yes, I will say that.
Well, Jack and I were discussing some things before we got on the air tonight, and we're going to give you a special password. Chiron, the Wounded Healer, which we just talked about a little bit. If you call us for a reading, if you mention Chiron, we'll give you 20% off this week. Just so you know that. We were doing that for a while, and then we kind of got away from it because I was traveling and there was a lot of changes that were going on, but we want to give you the opportunity, if you want to have a longer reading with us, you have more than one question, because the show is really about just one, you know, important question. You can do it at a discount, and we appreciate so much all of our listeners and the people that check in with us, let us know how they're doing. We just want to give them that opportunity.
Yes, and say thank you. You guys are awesome out there.
Yes,
we appreciate
yes.
you.
We definitely do. And it's so sweet that we get a chance to talk to you and see how you are progressing in your life, because that's what it's all about. It's all about growth and good change and recognizing that when one door closes, a door or window will open. There's always a way with faith to move through, which Jacqueline probably says that more than I do, but it's good.
My little Pisces moon, you got to love it.
Ah, you got to love it. Well, our queue is almost full. I suppose we should start taking some callers.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Danielle.
How are you doing, honey?
You guys?
Yeah, what's shaking?
I was wanting to know if you guys can help me understand the purpose of one of my old guy friends, what his purpose is for me.
What's his birth?
Do you have his birth information?
It's 8/6/1956.
And what time was he born?
9:56 p.m.
And what city was he born in?
Dunkirk, New York.
Can you spell that for me?
D-U-N-K-I-R-K. Dunkirk,
okay.
New York.
Got it. Thank you.
And 9:56 would be 21:56, right? And 24-hour time, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
all the information. Your charm. Does he still live in Dunkirk?
No, he's here in Asheville. Well, actually, it's considered Candler.
There's such a connection from the past with the two of you, I have to say that.
The Mars conjunct South Node?
Yeah, that means you guys have been together in a past life, sure.
Yeah.
And it's definitely an interesting connection between the two of you.
It's like there's a love in the heart that cannot be dispelled.
Right.
His sense is right on your ascendant. So there's definitely a soul journey involved here. And his Uranus conjuncts your North Node in that 12th house. That's what Jacqueline saw right away, because you know what you're dealing with here is something that probably was very fulfilling in another time period in a unique way. But go ahead, Jacqueline, give your take on it.
Okay, because here again, what I see in this, you asked the specific question of what your journey is this lifetime with him. And, you are here with a Uranus trine, his Mars and Pisces. You transform and change his actions by enlightening him of what nurture people. Because that Uranus is in the fourth house of the nurturer, the mother, the caretaker, okay? And you naturally open his perspective to more of that nurturing than what he knows. So there is a journey of enlightenment, is what I would say, on this, between the two of you in this lifetime. What do you think, Africa?
Because his Saturn sits on Uranus in your chart, and he's been going through his Saturn return this year, too.
Oh.
And his Saturn return on your Uranus, they both square his Moon in Leo. So a lot of this is about awakening you to a different kind of intimacy. One that you're
familiar with.
But I'm talking about intimacy on a soul level.
Okay.
And you're supposed to be learning about that, okay? Because often you have used your passion to replace a true intimacy in your relationships. And he is there to remind you of this from another time. And that is really amazing.
And he can be mean sometimes. And I notice he doesn't have any air signs. What's that mean when somebody doesn't have any air signs? Maybe he doesn't think before he, like, explodes? Because he does that sometimes.
Well, here, he has Neptune in Libra, so I will say that. He has a South Node in Gemini, and he has his Chiron in Aquarius. So he does have some air. It's just not, again here, like yours, predominant in it.
Because he can be mean. And like,
well, over the past year, he's been going through his Saturn return, too. And so he's redefining himself and his mission in some ways.
What does he do for a living?
He's retired. He used to build. He built a motorcycle for Ben Affleck, and he used to build like these big, huge houses. So he does whatever he wants.
Well, that's the problem right there. This guy has to work till the day he dies, or else he's not happy.
I totally agree.
Why? Okay.
But he has some conflicts in his birth chart between Saturn and Pluto and the Moon in Leo. So because of this, this is a very intense sixth square. Okay? And now that Saturn's retrograding back into the last degree or two of Scorpio before its final passage into Sagittarius, he is going through a lot right now.
Yeah, he just lost a good friend, too.
Yeah, he's probably been going through an awful lot for the last 6 months. And because of that, he might be even more intense and more volatile than normal. However, his Mercury and his Jupiter are both in Virgo, and they're very close. in the heavens when he was born. If you can analyze things with him and stay very present in a conversation without overreacting, you're going to get farther with this one.
Because yeah, I don't react at all. I don't react at all. Okay, he just yelled at me and was mean to me, and I'm like, okay. Because he helps me out. I clean his house, and he pays me to clean his house, and we go to, like, ball games, like baseball games and stuff, and he pulls on me a lot to do stuff, and I just don't feel good, and I just tell him I can't.
Okay.
Like, for a while, he was texting me, like, every day to go meet him to eat or whatever just for that, and I just told him I can't. I can't baby him or be there for him, like, every day.
Right. And it's wise for you to present some kind of reasonable boundaries. However, I also think there's been a benefit for you in this relationship. Okay? And Jupiter right now is moving through Leo. So in his chart, it is magnifying everything in his heart. Okay? And so he may be overreactive more than you, but bottom line is this: if you can learn from each other and grow from each other, I don't see anything wrong with the relationship per se.
Right.
And you have to know your boundaries because you have been going through so much difficulty with your health.
Right. I can't deal with. I can't all deal with my because my friends, all my friends are wanting me to do stuff, and like you said, there'd be a lot of people pulling on me. I just have to tell them, well, I can't. I don't feel good. I can't be there for all my friends every day.
Exactly right. You need that time to get to your spiritual self, do some inner healing, do some outer healing on what's going on with you. Absolutely. So it's a matter of scheduling.
Right.
And, you know, exactly. And you know, with this Mercury retrograde still in its shadow, it's out now, but it's still in its shadow. So still some of our emotional issues and our mental issues are exaggerated right now, okay? Take your time. Spend a few more minutes on the phone with him, even if you don't have the energy to get with him, and say, you know, I really would love to, but really today it's been a real bit rough, you know. Go with what you feel.
Okay. And one quick question. I had this bright idea of driving for Uber to drive people around town to make money. Is that like a waste of my time and energy, or am I able to make money and do this for a short period of time?
I feel a short period of time period of time not.
Right. I like it. For a short period of time, I think you can.
Me too. Yep.
With my ascendant being in at 7 degrees, that means driving?
No, it's more about your Neptune. What about your Neptune and your Vertex being in a Sag in Asheville? Sag has to do with travel. And right now the late Gemini planets are opposing and attracting to that energy. It could be very enjoyable for you right now.
Okay, and there's people that are making like $30 an hour driving people. It's like a big business right now.
How's that going to be with your lower back, though? That's my other question.
Yeah, that was part of the problem. But I would only do it like a few hours or like 4 hours possibly a couple times a week.
You can handle that. Again, that's because we were talking about the short period of time. You do have Jupiter in your third house natally, okay, but you also have Saturn conjunct it. So again here, for temporary and short periods of time, this can work for you. But like with your boss, sometimes you bite off a little bit more than you can chew, okay? And then you feel guilty because you can't accomplish everything. Because your Mercury in Cancer wants to please everybody. It wants to make everything nice for everybody.
So
when
true.
When it isn't nice, it's not bad, okay? Mm-hmm. So again here, it would be another lesson like that one is boundaries and limits. Okay, I can only do this much. You can't really delve into it. It's not a full-time job.
Okay. Because I'm running out of money with my inheritance. I've only got like $4,000 left of it.
Can I make a suggestion if you're going to be doing the driving? Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to survive here in Asheville much longer if I don't have any money coming in.
If you're going to be driving, get one of those donuts. So
yeah,
your tailbone is
that.
Not compressed, okay? It will really help, and make sure it's inflated appropriately. It will make
right.
such a big difference in how long you can do this comfortably, because you don't want to get into that space where you're having super acute pain again, you know? Right now you
right.
have it on and off. You don't want it to come back in full force. So do the things you need to do to make yourself comfortable, and I think this would be a great experience for you.
Well, how am I supposed to survive here in Asheville much longer if I don't have any money coming in? I only have like 8 months left of my inheritance money. And then it's gone. And then I don't...
See how this plays out. See, something else opens up as a result of this. So when we're led down a particular path, sometimes there's a turn in the road and things come in brighter and better. I take this as right now an immediate way of making you feel more secure, and then I'd be looking into other options. You don't have to solve everything in this moment, Danielle.
But you know how I worry about money.
I know. But see, you know, worry doesn't serve you very well, unfortunately. You're a Gemini sun. You should have a plan A and a plan B at all times because it makes you feel more secure. Okay?
Okay.
Right now you have a plan A, so be looking for that plan B to show up. Okay?
Okay. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you, guys.
Well, God bless. We always love talking to you, babe.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Good night. As always, a lot going on.
Yes.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 951, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
You're well, who's this?
It's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 27.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, I'm about a 28 right now.
All righty then.
All right.
So we're on the same page.
Cool.
So you had a question for us tonight?
My Mars is in Gemini, so I thought I'd call up and celebrate my Mars return.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, are you still living in Orange, California?
You know, I'm not in Orange, California. I was used to be over that way when I still had some inheritance money, but I'm out in Barstow now.
Okay, let me take a look at that and see.
Barstow.
Okay. That's in San Bernardino County?
Yes, it sure is. It's
alrighty then.
Yep.
I love technology.
Yeah, no, I do too. I'm going to get some new, I hope I get some new computers and stuff. It's even getting better.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be an interesting cycle for you, especially because with this new moon, that stellium is going to be conjunct. It's not going to be dead on. That stellium is 24 and 25 degrees, but your Mars is 28 degrees.
Okay. It's tight.
So. There's a couple things going on. You also have a 0-degree Gemini moon and a 7-degree Gemini rising.
So
there's a lot of transitions going on during this period of time as far as psychologically is concerned, as far as your actions are concerned. This is a very empowering time because natally you have the Arabic part of fortune conjunct your Mars. So as long as your actions are directed in the right way, you can accomplish a great deal. And this next 2 years is going to empower you to be able to do that with this Mars return.
Okay.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I love all the Gemini energies working in his first house. But with all these planetary energies, Jupiter and Venus both in Leo, forming some squares to some of your Taurus planets, Nathaniel. This is a time you really need to be loved and appreciated by others. Did you know that?
You know, yeah, I was just talking to my brother, and he wasn't really appreciating me.
You need to have people around you that you need to have a fan club, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, and it needs to be, I want to say, more spiritual brothers and sisters, like finding your tribe versus trying to make things work from maybe your bloodline. I don't feel that's where your strength is right now. That's not to say that can't change or turn around later on, but I'm just thinking that right now you need to get into finding your tribe, and maybe what you're thinking about with the electronic media and some of the things that you're trying to work on right now, you can open up those doors wide.
Oh, okay. Would it be good if I got back to Orange, California, if I wanted to move to Orange since I was born there, or?
Let me take a quick look for you here. It's not that much difference. There's only 2 degrees on the ascendant. I feel that either place can work. The biggest benefit you have right now is that Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is in Capricorn and is trining all of your Taurus stuff.
Oh.
So what you're going to do is you're going to have, I want to say, long-term emotional memory, maybe even from past lifetimes. This is a time that you're really going to understand the foundation of your soul as you move forward with your speaking and your talking and your being on technology and on the computer. I just feel this is a time of tremendous growth. You're going to go through your Saturn return the end of next year. And when that happens, you're going to birth a whole new philosophy that everybody's going to love. Know you're in an annual cycle right now that can be spectacular. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think this time is a time to get out and communicate, and I think there's some great epiphanies that you're going to find in this process, that this next year is going to have some really interesting impact to your advantage. And so here again, don't doubt the process. When somebody gets you down or they're not talking to you the way they should and you feel like they're distant or don't have that warm feeling, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's something else in their environment going on is what I'm going to suggest.
Yes.
You're very empathic. You feel vibrations, you know, because all your Taurus stuff is in the 12th house. So there's such an intuitive feeling there. And sometimes you take it a little bit more personally. Learn to move on and go, okay, I'm in my prime right now. I've got my right timing. So I'm not going to let that affect me. I did the right thing, so I got to go and move on. You know, you have that capability with the Mars and Gemini, and that's what's good at this point in time to utilize.
So that should be going on for the next couple of years, huh?
I tell you what, you're going to probably start a movement. You're going to start a movement.
Okay, I'm just mind at that. So
what you're going to do is you're going to open people up to possibility thinking in a new way. And you are going to, again, be able to deal with things, I want to say, more objectively than you ever have. And that's going to free you up from all of the things that have been like stumbling blocks in your past. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, for instance, okay, so you decide to take a hike. And you go up this mountain. And there's lots of rocks and there's lots of roots and it's hard. And then you get to a plateau, and you see this wide open field with flowers and birds flying, and you know, you're like, you're ready to trot. That's where you're headed. Sometimes you make things too ambitious when they can be easier. And you're going to find that out over this next year. You're going to be able to take on a new trail of optimism, ease of movement, open philosophy, and acceptance that you've never known before.
Do you maybe see me move into Sacramento. My brother's up there now, and he may come and help me to move up there, because Barstow, there's not much opportunity here. I was trying to tell him yesterday, but he compared it to Hinckley, and I'm, well, both of them, you know, Hinckley's worse, but, you know, because Hinckley is the town where the Aaron Brockovich movie is. And all the water and bad thing from PG&E, they bought the whole town. And they're, right, you know, rather fix the problem, they were just buying the town. And it was a pretty small town, you know, there's about 4,000 people. I don't know if there was 10 or 20,000, like 20 years ago. But since it got in the water and everything, and the Chromium 6, and they're... you know, they're just buying the whole town. There's only a couple hundred people left. But, you know, he was comparing it to that. But, you know,
you're making a local move, and Jupiter is in your fourth house on the new moon. And it's going to be there for a while. It's going to be there for close to a year, actually. So for you to make a move during this period of time, the doors could open for that to happen. But I want to warn you, if you move before the middle of August, it might be a little bit ambitious.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'd have to give 30-day notice, so if I don't give 30-day notice by the end of June, I'll be here to the end of August.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because I have to give, you know, I mean, to be able to, you know, unless I just, you know, move and don't pay the rent, and, you know, they could, you know what I mean? If I just say, well, I'm giving the keys back, I don't care about 30-day notice, I don't care about this, here's the keys, and, you know, bye. You know, you know, you're not supposed to do that, you're supposed to give 30-day notice.
I like to see Jupiter move into Virgo and get a little more comfortable in Virgo before you make the move, because then it complements all your Taurus stuff, you see? Right now it's in Leo, so it's causing you some stress. But once it gets into Virgo, and it does that on the 8th of August, and so by the end of August, early September, if you make the move at that time, I think it should go seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that you should wait until the beginning of September to move. Now, Mercury is going retrograde on the 17th of September, so here again, there's a time window here where I think is really good for you. Again, during that period of time, I would suggest either that end of August target to moving in September 1st, or waiting until November to make that move. Either or, I think, will be to your benefit.
I agree.
So you think I should stay through September and October if I don't move by September 1st?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So it wouldn't be good to move during the Mercury retrograde, then.
No, not with your Mars and Gemini. No.
Okay.
It would be a bad choice.
Maybe I can get out by September. If I don't get out by September 1st, stay September and October, and then move in November, right after Halloween.
Right, because all the Scorpio planets oppose and attract to your Taurus stuff. You could find, again, that you have a lot of cooperation, people working with you.
Yeah. There's a rebalancing on that side that I like.
It might be easier if I wait till November, you think?
I think so. Personally, I like that as the window that I would plan for. I think it would really rebalance you and rebalance your environment.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right, bye. People going through a lot of changes these days. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Avatar. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good.
How are you doing?
I had to call in to the... Oh, I'm doing super. I'm doing really good. I guess my question is about this Mars and Gemini, because in my chart, in my natal, my Mars is naturally in my in Gemini, and my natal and my Jupiter is also in that fourth house at 29 degrees.
All right.
Can you spell your name for me?
I always, yeah.
IBBATAR.
Got it.
There you are.
And where do you live now?
In Colorado, in Denver.
What city?
Denver.
I knew it was very different from where you were born. Okay. I remember that part. Okay, let's take a look and see what's cooking here for you.
And I want to be able to learn these other planets, because this chart, the way this chart is done, it has planets in here that I don't know what they are. I don't know if they, I just don't, how would it be a good idea to go about finding out about these other planets that are not the,
They may be asteroids. They may be asteroids rather than planets. If you just give me a call, and I will go ahead and send you a legend, so that you can look at them and know what they are. But the planets are more important than asteroids are, or even Chiron, really. But sometimes it's good to know, because sometimes asteroids can show up as a guardian angel or a friend, or facilitator for change.
Mm-hmm.
So I do use them in a lot of my readings. But they're probably asteroids, and that's why you don't recognize them. But I have a little legend that will tell you what's what.
Okay.
And I think you can even do that free on my website, but you can just call me, and I'll send it to you. No problem.
Okay.
And here again, you said that your Mars was 29 degrees, Gemini?
No, Jupiter is 29 degrees in Taurus in my fourth house.
Correct.
In your fifth house in Denver.
Yes.
Pardon?
You moved a little.
Yeah, it moved a little.
Chart's
a little bit different. Yep. Your Denver chart, you have Jupiter and Mars, both in your fifth house of romance, children, recreation, the arts. Oh, yeah. Nice. Because, again, when people make a geographical move for a geographical cure because they want to embrace something new, it represents itself in the heavens. It's nice to know where you start with your
needle. Yeah, but I had this chart done here in Colorado, though.
Right, but a lot of astrologers will not look at your relocation chart when they really should look at both. Because it benefits you to know where you were and where you are now, so you can redefine. See, just so you understand what we're talking about here. The planet is the verb.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The sign is the costume it's wearing. The house it inhabits is the stage where the action takes place. Okay? So you're changing your staging when you move from one time zone to another. So that's why I like to look at both, because it can give you some good ideas of how you can fit in your new location. And feel more comfortable there, understanding that now things have just altered a little bit. You still have all the gifts you came in with. You just redefine them as you move across the globe, okay?
Okay.
So what do you think, Jacqueline? What's happening here?
Oh, well, what stood out in your chart to me was the Neptune conjunction with your moon. Okay, since the moon is conjoining with your Mars this week, that Neptune conjunction, really, this is a great time emotionally to go through a beautiful transformation and change and shift, because they are squaring each other. So it's time for an emotional redevelopment. Again, it works with both the relocation and the natal chart. I like your relocation because of the creative aspects to it, and the creative levels that go along with that, that you open up to you as something new, to where you can see things in a more creative or a different perspective, especially during this period of time. Again, I think you've lost faith in yourself, and this time period is saying, hey, I'm being opened up emotionally to really look at the beauty of who I am and really find my well-being and my emotional balance right now. And I think that's what's going on with all of this going on right now. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think that there's one thing you need to know. Everyone wants to hear your voice. Everyone wants to hear your voice. And you need to put it out there to the nth degree right now with this new moon. Oh, my goodness, girl. You got all this Gemini stellium is forming beautiful trines to your Neptune and Saturn exalted in Libra in your natal in the ninth house of metaphysics. Everyone wants to hear your voice, okay? That's what you need to know the most tonight.
Okay, so you know I'm writing this book, and it's really coming along quite well. I'm almost finished with it, but I am going to be doing audio books too.
And I'm an addict with audio, so please do it. Please do it.
And right now is the perfect time to do that, like Aphrodite was talking about, hearing your voice, okay? I think there's an emotional healing by doing it verbally like that, as well as a real marketable way to really get your book out there. I think people, by hearing your voice and you speaking it, I think really be phenomenal right now.
It's your heart. They hear your heart. That's the beautiful part. They hear your heart, and they know that you really are alive in your I am presence. It's amazing in the chart. It's amazing.
Okay. That's interesting. So
we're so glad you called
it. Okay.
And I'm happy to send this to you with a legend. See, we're looking at both your natal and your relocate. Your relocate is really, really powerful about really putting your words to work, because the Gemini planets are going to your sixth house in this chart, which is all about you giving something comprehensive to people that becomes actual. So it's a shift of intention because you changed your staging just enough to make this so successful.
Okay.
By this move, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, honey.
All right. Thanks.
Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. God bless.
Bless you, too.
All those trines. Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How you doing tonight?
How are you doing, Andy?
Yes, hi.
How are ya?
Good,
over the park.
Good. Just... that's me.
You have some good news to tell us?
Well, I just finished a week-long intensive course, and we got our question to take home and write about. So for the next 2 weeks, I'll be writing. And they changed the due date on the exam. It'll be due June 29th. So just kind of curious about that date. But we won't receive our feedback until, or find out if we passed or failed till July 9th.
And what time do you have to have it in?
Has to be in by before 9 a.m. on July 29th, Central Standard Time. This will be turned in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
I mean, actually, it'll be turned in electronically, so people will be wherever they are in the United States, but...
excuse me.
Let's see. Oh, I like this. I like this a lot.
Oh, me too.
Because,
go ahead.
Uranus is transiting over your part of fortune and into your Mercury. Okay, at this time and will be at that time. The beautiful part about that is you've got a beautiful trine from your Mercury dead on Jupiter. and you're transiting Venus at this time.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
You know, nothing will.
Stellar.
I mean,
stellar.
Yeah, I really wouldn't worry about it. You know, again here, I think your dedication is going to pay off. I think you're going to learn something really good about it too. But here again, I think it's very empowering for you personally. But I wouldn't worry about it a bit. How about you, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I think that some of the things that are going on with you psychologically, though, are things that you have learned in your past when you didn't feel like you met the expectations of another teacher. So something's going on subconsciously here, but it has no wake here. Everything is opening up. So I understand your trepidation, but I think it's not necessary.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. You're doing great here. This chart's fantastic. It's fantastic.
That's great. I do think it's going to lead to opening up some career things because it's really asking us to refine the question that will probably lead, you know, to the dissertation. So,
absolutely. You're in great shape here.
Yeah.
I mean, Neptune is sitting on your Saturn right now in Pisces, that ninth house of higher education and really making a difference in the world and following your spiritual path. I mean, it's retrograde right now, and that's great in a way because it allows you to study more easily and also to envision where this is going to lead you without really defining it. I want you to envision the joy and not try to over-define right now. And you have that real early Capricorn moon, but don't worry about that part. Just know this is leading you exactly where you need to be.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. And keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great night.
You too, Ben.
You too.
Bye. Amazing. The talent of a lot of these people that are calling you tonight is just so amazing.
Great.
You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Area code 214. You're on the air. Area code 214. I've never seen that area code before. I have no idea where it is. So, well, I'm gonna put them back on hold for
Cactus.
Now. Because, oh, really? Well, I think I'm just gonna put them back on hold for right now and see if I can bring them back later. Maybe they're taking another call or something.
Okay.
Area code 805. You're on the air. Area code 805. Huh. I wonder if it's the storm here. I can't pick them up. All right, let me try again. Area code 207, you're on the air. Area code 207, you're on the air. One more time. Area code 720, you're on the air.
I can hear you. I don't know why they can't.
Hey!
Wow! A voice! I can't believe it. Thank you.
I can hear you. And I think that 805 was my brother because I gave him the number to call in. And I really hope that you can get him in tonight because he has
I'll
some questions.
I'll try and get him back
about,
as we talk with you because maybe if he hears us talking, he'll be okay with it. What's your name,
okay.
And who are you?
This is Ipitar.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
Yeah, this is
you're
Ipitar.
Back on listening. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm back on listening, yeah, because I like to listen to the show. And like I said, I had gave my brother the number. That's 805, so I hope he gets in tonight.
I want to put you back on hold. I'm going to try and pick him up again, okay?
Okay, dear, thanks.
All right, you're back on hold. Area code 805, you're on the air. Are you there? Nope. to get him back. Well, I'll put him back on hold. Let's go for the next one. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Jacqueline?
Cindy! We have a voice.
You know, I totally forgot about the radio show, and I went, just came on, just barely, but I can hear you.
Funny.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I'm curious about staying where I am, visiting, you know, volunteering. I just don't have a clear thought on it.
Okay. To me, it's so hard to be a volunteer and not be appreciated. That must be rough.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. But,
well, you know, here you are,
yeah,
you're putting your heart out there, and there's no appreciation coming back. With all these plants in Leo right now, this is just not acceptable, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Let's look at the new moon chart with you and see if you have to make a new decision here. I'm going to take a look at that. Oh, boy, Venus is right on your Leo ascendant. Oh, my goodness.
And what does that mean?
No wonder you're feeling unappreciated. Oh, my goodness. Because you're putting your whole heart into everything.
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
I do.
And these planets in Leo are very powerful right now, right on your ascendant in your first house of how you identify yourself. And you're trying to keep a great attitude, but it's almost like these people are just like out to lunch, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. It's crazy. And the thing is that you're very misunderstood because they are not listening. Okay? They are not listening. What do you think, Jacqueline?
What I see here, as far as your chart is concerned, is that right now, at the time that you called, both Mars and the Sun are in perfect trine to your Sun. Okay? This new moon is still going to be in aspect when all three of them hit. And I really think that this is going to really give you that shift of what should I do, okay?
Yeah.
I think this week is a pivotal week, and I think you're going to find out your answer this week. You will know it when it comes,
okay?
Like she was talking about with your Venus conjunct your rising, it's definitely going to be that epiphany. It's going to be that, oh, I just got to do this. This is what is right for me to do. But I think it's really going to come out from your heart and soul.
Okay.
And a good thing is that you do have allies there too, Cindy. You do have some allies there as well, even though there's some people that are troublesome. Draw your allies in a little bit closer, and they'll help you to get through it.
Okay.
Well, we're so glad we got you on here.
Yeah, really. And I wasn't even planning on it, but thank you. Thank you so much. Okay?
Your many blessings. Okay. All right, good night.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Well, we've got almost 6 minutes left. You want to try and go for one more?
Okay.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Kara.
Kara, how are you doing, honey?
I'm good.
How's the puppy doing?
He's great. He's recovering very well, like you said.
I was praying so hard, I think I almost broke something. Jacqueline, this is a friend of mine, Kara Spangler. Her baby just went to surgery. I looked at the surgical dates and stuff for her, and now he's doing well. Awesome. I'm so happy.
Actually, I have a friend here with me. I've been telling her about you guys, and she's struggling with Lyme's disease and her health. And I wonder if I'm going to put her on and if you guys can maybe help give her some direction.
Okay.
That would be fine, Kara. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, this is Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing tonight? Michelle.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
So what's your birthday?
Birthday is February 20th, 72.
And what time were you born?
I think it was, I was going to say around 10 in the morning. I'm not positive.
And what city were you born in?
Hartford.
Connecticut?
Yes.
And where do you live now?
I live in Roanoke, Virginia.
Slowanoke, as I like to call it. But I love it here. I just tease. Okay. Now, if I was going to do a real medical assessment on you, I'd rather have an exact birth time. We're going to go with this for tonight, and then if you need further development, let us know. I mean, our numbers are all over everywhere, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
What is your general health condition now? What is your general health condition now?
It's a little better, but it's not very good. I've been having a lot of problems with allergies. I've been sick a lot. I came in contact with mold, and I got really sick, and then I also have Lyme disease.
Okay. The Gemini forces that are in the heavens right now are all about sinus, allergies, breathing things in, and your Sun and Mercury are both in Pisces, so right now you are a target. You need to keep yourself as far away from that stuff as you can, at least for the next week to two. Okay?
Okay.
That's clear to me. Now, as far as the Lyme disease issue, how long have you had Lyme disease?
Well, I'm not actually sure. She diagnosed me with it probably a month and a half ago, but she thinks I may have had it. Years ago, like 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but it's possible that I could have had it that long ago.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. Your chart right now, I think the biggest thing that you're dealing with is the respiratory allergies, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That right now is a bit oppressive, looking at the chart. And I don't think the inflammatory process is as bad as it was, but you're still a target for, like I said, the next week to two. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with that. Have you ever looked into Chinese herbs?
Into what?
Into Chinese herbs or acupuncture or something within this extent.
I actually, last summer I did it quite a bit, and then a few weeks ago I went back to my acupuncturist, and she did give me some Chinese herbs to take, and I started them, and I just haven't, I kind of dropped off of them, but she did. She gave me stuff for allergies.
I have to strongly suggest, with the part of fortune transiting through your sixth house in Libra, that the Oriental arts work really well for you right now. And so anything with acupuncture or anything like that, I think, really assist in the healing process at this time. I agree with Aphrodite that the next couple of weeks are going to be, you know, a little rough with the sinuses. And so, you are going to work with this allergy situation, but I think through working with the Chinese herbs, I think it can really make a great difference.
Okay.
And Lyme disease is a chronic condition, and that is something that's going to require probably a lot of change in your diet, okay, in order to get it to
A lot of what in my diet? I'm sorry?
A lot of change in your diet.
Okay.
The more fresh food you can eat, the better you're going to feel.
Okay.
I try and stay away from preservatives. I try to do live food, salads, fruits, things that energize your auric field of energy, okay? Because you're going to find you're going to naturally have more energy. You're not going to feel that tiredness, that fatigue, all of that. And it's only going to take you 21 days to see a miraculous difference, okay?
Okay.
So you want the natural biotics to work with your body, okay? Now, the Lyme disease situation, again, it's difficult to diagnose. And fibromyalgia is the same way. And as you and I both know, acupuncture does work to help to alleviate the symptoms in those diseases. But you also have to take a look at your diet, the building blocks that you're putting into your body, because your body wants to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to show a lot of self-love and start to eat better food most of the time, I'm not saying you have to make a dramatic change here. I'm just saying eat much more live food, things that are organic, things that you know they're good for you, or they're just farm fresh. You don't necessarily have to be certified organic. If you know they're coming from a good source, that's fine. But do take the opportunity to get in touch with us if you want a little bit more guidance with this, because sometimes it has to do with just being very persistent. You have Taurus rising, Taurus Mars, Taurus moon. Okay, your moon's exalted. If you consistently do something, you can heal yourself. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay. What about, like, chiropractic help? Would that...
I think chiropractic can be good to line you up. And when they do line you up, what happens is everything distributes in a much better level throughout your body. Okay? Your nervous system is lined up. Your circulatory energy is lined up. Chiropractic can be very good. But is it a curative? Mm-hmm. It's only part of the picture, but it's still excellent for you.
Okay.
And you want to make sure you're lined up. You want to give yourself as much mobility as you can. And you want to take a look at your diet and try to eliminate anything. It's hard for people because a lot of the things on labels these days, you can't even pronounce them. But there are certain things that can affect the joints, that can affect your ability to be mobile and to be ache-free, okay? So take a look at what you're eating and see there may be certain preservatives in there that are counterproductive even though you're doing every other thing right. And try and put in more fresh things. And if you can't necessarily exercise the way you'd like to, your sun and your mercury are both in Pisces. Swimming is non-weight-bearing. You have to breathe. But I don't know if I'd like you to be in a chlorinated pool if it's over-chlorinated because of your allergy issues. But for you, swimming could be the best thing for your health ever. Okay? Especially if you're in natural water or if you're in salt water.
Okay.
But feel free to give me a call and stuff, and I'll discuss it with you at no fee. I'm very happy to help out. Kara's been a wonderful person. I'm so happy about her puppy tonight. I'm so glad she trusted me enough to have you call me. But we can look into a few other things, and I can look at your cosmobiology, too, for you, and see if we can just get you started on the right path here, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you have anything to add, Jacqueline?
No, I think I'm good. You talked about the diet, and that was the other thing I was going to talk about. So.
I figured, you're going to see that, too, because you're a Libra. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you. Have a good night now.
The diet there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. We're getting ready to sign off, but let us give you our phone numbers in case you're still listening.
You can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
540-400-0110. And we are so happy to be here for you.
Have a good week.
Have a great new moon. God bless. Good night.
Night.